Best Buy NYSC. BBY delivered a quarter that turned skeptics into second-guessers. In its fiscal second-quarter results reported on August 27, comparable sales rose 4.1%, blowing past management's own guidance of roughly 1%, and the company raised its full-year outlook across the board. The results arrived alongside a changing of the guard at the top, with outgoing CEO Corey Barry handing the reins to Jason Bonfig on November 1. Underneath the leadership news is a business showing broader strength than it has in years. A comeback built on more than one category. The comp sales beat was not driven by one hot category bailing out a weak quarter. Growth showed up across computing, home theater, and a cluster of emerging products including AI glasses, health rings, and trading cards, a group whose sales more than doubled from a year ago. Home theater posted its best growth since fiscal 2022, helped by a mid-quarter launch of RGB televisions that Best Buy will sell exclusively for the next year, a technology management called the biggest television innovation in a decade. Management is also betting on a multi-year TV replacement cycle tied to the roughly 49 million televisions industry-wide buyers purchased back in 2020. Beyond the store, Best Buy Ads and the U.S. Marketplace are becoming real profit contributors rather than side projects. Marketplace gross merchandise value hit $300 million in the quarter, pushing the full-year target up to $1.3 billion, and both businesses helped lift the domestic gross profit rate to 24%. The company's enterprise sales team, Best Buy Business, grew 21%, and new AI tools like the Ask Blue Shopping Assistant and a commerce integration with OpenAI's ChatGPT show the company trying to meet customers wherever they are shopping. Rising costs and a leadership handoff cloud the picture. Not every trend is pointing the same direction. Management expects computing growth to slow in the second half as the company laps last year's tailwind from the end of support for Windows 10, a boost that will not repeat. Rising memory costs are already showing up in prices. Computing average selling prices climbed in the mid-teens percentage range in the quarter, while unit volumes fell by a high single-digit percentage, a trade-off that raises questions about how much more price increases customers will absorb. International revenue slid 4.2%, weighed down by a comparable sales decline and currency headwinds, a reminder that the domestic turnaround has not extended everywhere.